Marty Lurie here on KMBR 680 with the first round draft pick, and he's signed now of the San Francisco Giants. That's Tyler Beatty, Vanderbilt University. So how do you feel being a millionaire?
Well, it just feels good to be able to put this jersey on for the first time and make it official to be out in San Francisco, which is my first time out here. It's a pretty fun city so far, and just kind of being a tourist right now, taking in the sights. So it's a great feeling to be a Giant.
As you sit out here, we're sitting on the bench looking out at the ballpark, and we just talked to Dave Dravecki, you talked to Will Clark, there's Dwayne Kuiper there. You know, you're going to see a lot of people that you've heard of throughout your life. How does it feel just to sit here and look at the ballpark?
It feels amazing, and like you were kind of touching on, there's such a great history within the organization of, for players who have played in the past here and in major league teams to be able to come back and you know, be in the front office or being on the coaching staff now. It's pretty special, and it's a great resource for guys to, you know, be able to develop and listen to the advice that those guys have to say. So it's pretty great being out here. I have the chills right now as we speak, just thinking about the guys that I'm surrounded by and have been able to talk to. So it's a special day, and I'm glad I could be out here to share the experience with my family.
Yeah, you're a little wide-eyed right now, and you haven't even met Willie Mays yet. That's always a ritual of the first round pick. Tonight you'll probably meet Willie Mays around 6 o'clock. That's always a big thrill. But what did you think about San Francisco? I mean, did you think you're getting drafted here, or that you end up getting picked by the Giants?
Yeah, I mean, if I could have picked a team to get drafted by, I'd say that the San Francisco Giants would be that
really?
Team. I think it's just the greatest fit. Obviously, very pitching heavy organization. They've had a ton of success with developing pitchers. They got the best guys in the game to develop them. So you know, they're it's a great first class organization. A ton of great history. They've won championships the past. They've two out of the past 3 years. So it's a great organization to be a part of. And I'm looking forward to, you know, getting out and working in Arizona and working my way through the system and, you know, seeing if I can get to play alongside these guys in a few years.
Well, Tyler Beatty with us, a first-round pick of the Giants. But you were drafted before, top pick, but you didn't sign. How come?
Well, I had the tremendous opportunity of going to Vanderbilt University and to play under Coach Corbin. It was a dream of mine before, you know, the opportunity of baseball was presented. So I wanted to be loyal to him. It was a great opportunity to go there and play at Vanderbilt. And they hadn't won a national championship prior to me going there. So that was a big dream of mine, was to go to Omaha, go to the College World Series, and, you know, to win a national championship. And so for us to do that that last year was a great way to end it, and to bring a national championship to Coach Corbin at Vanderbilt was very special, and that's the reason why I went to Vanderbilt University in the first place.
All right. Well, we accept that, even though Florida is still the school of choice on this show. You know that. But did you change? You must have grown up a lot as a senior in high school to being a junior in college and all the experience you had in the College World Series. How did you change from just leaving high school as a pitcher to today?
I've gone through a ton of great experiences in college, you know, some good, some bad, some right in the middle, and you know, to be able to go through those experiences make you you know, they make you grow as a pitcher, and to be in those experiences and to be presented with, you know, big crowds throwing in front of 20 to 27,000 people in Omaha, you know, those help you mature as a pitcher and kind of make you feel more comfortable with where you're at, you know, when you're pitching on the game mound. So you know, to face tough lineups, got, you know, teams that have, you know, no holes in their lineup, it's pretty tough, and you got to execute a good pitching plan. So you learn a lot going through college, but you know, you can compare some to minor league players, and so when you face those guys you feel more comfortable. But at the end of the day, it's about, you know, executing pitches, going out and executing a good pitch plan and trusting your stuff. So that's what, you know, I look forward to continuing to do when I get into the minor leagues.
All right, looking forward to pitching against Sonny Gray at some point.
Yeah, that would be a cool rivalry down the road. He's a great guy, he's having a great season, and obviously you know, he's representing well for Vanderbilt University, and, you know, I'm happy for him.
All right, with David Friesmore, we can go down the whole list of people out of Vanderbilt. Right. But where are the Giants going to send you, and what does the rest of your summer look like?
I'm going to Arizona right after I leave here in San Fran. I'm going to start up a new pitching plan and pretty much work my way slowly through that pitching plan and start from, you know, flat grounds, do some conditioning, and then get off a mound in Arizona, and, you know, we'll see where I end up, possibly going to Salem to, you know, to finish off the year.
Oh, very nice. Tyler, thanks so much. Always a pleasure to run. I've done this with just about every first-round pick the last 5 years, so congratulations, and I'm waiting for you to meet Willie Mays and see what happens.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, more coming up in KMBR 680, the sports leader.